So New Year's Eve is just around the corner, and I'm guessing that you may well be uncorking a little something to toast in the arrival of 2015. Now, there will be and have been the usual warnings from police of zero tolerance of alcohol-related bad behaviour and violence. But there are claims now in this new connected app-led world that some downloadable alcohol apps are actually encouraging excessive drinking. Now, research by a team at Queensland's James Cook University found almost 80% of free apps involving alcohol, they actually promote heavy drinking. There's a wide range of them, names like Drink Thin, encouraging an alcohol-only diet, or Let's Get Wasted, which is an app where the name probably says it all. The research team was led by JCU's Professor Lynn Eagle, who specialises in marketing communication effectiveness, the impact of persuasive communication on children. And Lynn joins us this morning from Townsville. Lynn, welcome to Summer Breakfast.
Thank you.
These apps, how many are out there and who puts them out?
The question of who puts them out is quite difficult. It is largely impossible to actually identify the person who's actually developed them. It's very unlikely that many of them actually come from the alcohol industry themselves. What is more likely is these are people who have learned how to do app development, and you can go on to YouTube and do a... there's a program there that takes you through everything you need to do to design an app. So this is not saying the industry is at fault, but what we're saying is there are some very, very irresponsible apps out there, and really what we'd like to see is industry and government working together for co-regulation to get rid of the irresponsible apps.
Tricky thing to do in this, you know, when we talk about these issues around internet regulation, these are the awkward territory, but perhaps let's get a picture of what we're talking about. Describe one of the apps that we're talking about here. How does it work?
There are a couple of them that are quite bizarre. There's one called Quarters, which involves flipping a coin into a beer glass while the background moves to simulate having drunk somewhat too much, and you basically get points for the more bizarre your behaviour. Now, basically, an irresponsible app, so is the Let's Get Wasted. That is exactly what it says.
Well, how does Let's Get Wasted work?
That one is basically encouraging, you get points for being intoxicated. So it's encouraging excess drinking. There's also a rather nasty one which seems to come out of the States, which is the College Sorority Girls and Frat Boys Party Edition, and that contains alcohol, sex, and fighting as part of the game. So
right.
Really, do we need these apps?
I wonder whether we do.
Unfortunately, it's very difficult for the regulators to keep up with digital media because it's evolving so fast.
Of course.
And Facebook is now subject to regulation. If you've got alcohol brands who are doing anything on Facebook, they are covered by the same regulation as any other form of media. But phone apps are completely unregulated at the moment. But not only are we querying the overall regulation, but the role of Google and Apple as carriers of these sorts of things.
Yes, there are. People need to take some sort of responsibility for the things that they facilitate, I suppose. Do we have a sense with these apps of their popularity and in the audiences that they're targeting?
No, it's almost impossible to get that sort of information. We are planning to do some detailed work among our own students to try and get a measure of just exactly which apps they're using and how often.
And basically, I guess what we have here is sort of a modern variation on drinking games, is making those things electronic.
There is one drinking game which is relatively innocuous, which is put out by Grolsch Beer, and our problem with that is it carries no age rating at all, but it actually has, as part of the app, suitable for ages 4 and up. Now, all we can say is at least 3-year-olds are not going to get drunk. That is an isolated occurrence, but there needs to be age regulations, and there needs to be some common sense in terms of where they're promoting irresponsible behaviour, they really should be subject to regulation.
Although surely it's for the, you know, and this is a rule which applies to many things online, it's a buyer beware, or a sense of individual responsibility can be applied to these things, can't it?
Yes, but in terms of the overall environment, stronger regulation would certainly help.
How do you see that working?
Ideally, co-regulation between the alcohol industry itself and the government in terms, and working with those two major carriers in terms of what is and is not acceptable content.
But if the alcohol industry isn't directly involved in apps of this sort, their impact, you'd have to think, would be limited.
Yeah, but it reflects on them in terms of the overall irresponsible content out there. What you're likely to get is much stronger regulation in the longer run, which will possibly even impact on things like apps that are designed for alcohol moderation. We're not saying don't go out and drink, and you were talking about New Year's Eve, and hopefully we will all drink in moderation, but drinking to excess is an incredibly complex situation. There's a whole range of factors, and we're just saying, hey, we just don't need this one particular factor adding to what's happening already.
Another piece of encouragement into that rather complicated jigsaw.
Yeah, it's normalising behaviour that really should not be normal.
Difficult, though, that proposition of regulating online content. I mean, that's an area which is exercising a lot of minds in a lot of fields of endeavour, and it seems to be an almost insoluble issue.
I don't think it's insoluble. It's difficult, certainly, but this particular project is part of a much wider study which we've been looking at the positive and negative impacts of these sorts of things. Can we use it to promote positive behaviour change? And we've picked up some things in the tobacco industry. Now, theoretically, you are not allowed to advertise in tobacco in any way, shape or form, but there are as many tobacco apps as there are alcohol apps. Now, that causes us real concern. But it needs to be a cross-disciplinary approach, including all the regulators, the health people, the communication specialists, to look at what is a complex and difficult problem and something that will last us through what is a rapidly evolving sector. It's not easy, but it's not impossible.
Well, Lynn, on that encouraging note, thanks for your time. James Cook University's Professor Lynn Eagle. Lynn looks at marketing communication effectiveness, and particularly looking at persuasive communication on children. And we've been looking there at something which is increasingly popular online, alcohol-based apps with names like Let's Get Wasted, which perhaps encourage behaviour that we might not want encouraged in quite so active a way. Lynn, thanks for your time this morning.
No problem.
Lynn Eagle from James Cook University joining you on Summer Breakfast here on RN.